USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin has been arrested days after the death of George Floyd, which has sparked protest and unrest in the city. Here's Hennepin County Attorney Mike Freeman.
Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin has been charged by the Hennepin County Attorney's Office with murder and with manslaughter. He has been charged with third-degree murder. We are in the process of continuing to review the evidence. There may be subsequent charges later.
John Harrington, the commissioner for the Minnesota Department of Public Safety, said the Bureau of Criminal Apprehension has taken Chauvin into custody. Floyd was seen on a disturbing video begging for air as Chauvin pressed his knee into his neck until he died. The FBI is also investigating whether civil rights charges are appropriate. Stay updated with everything going on around the world at USARadio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wade Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
The coronavirus began quietly spreading in the U.S. as early as late January, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, before President Trump blocked air travel from China and a full month before community spread was detected in the country. More than 4 months into the pandemic that has killed over 102,000 Americans, the new data is the first comprehensive federal analysis of when COVID-19 first entered the United States. It was also the first media briefing in more than 2 months. 17 Democratic senators sent a letter to acting DHS Secretary Chad Wolf demanding that ICE halt the transfer of detainees in its custody and expand testing to stem the spread of coronavirus among detainees. The lawmakers are asking ICE to suspend the detainee transfers into the ICE system from federal prisons and state local law enforcement agencies. According to ICE, there are currently about 26,000 detainees in custody. There have been 1,327 confirmed cases of COVID-19 across the U.S. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Some Americans may be throwing their long-awaited stimulus check in the trash. That's because starting last week, the Treasury Department and the IRS started sending out economic impact payments in regular white envelopes that could be confused for junk mail. Almost 4 million people, including those who did not have a bank account on file, will be getting their stimulus checks in the form of a prepaid debit card. The only problem is the debit cards come in an envelope that says Money Network Cardholder Services and does not bear any federal markings. To help taxpayers identify the card, the IRS said the cards will bear the Visa logo and are issued by Meta Bank. A letter included with the card explains the card is the Economic Impact Payment Card. The Texas Supreme Court has blocked an effort by Democrats in the state to expand voting by mail, a ruling that lack of immunity to COVID-19 does not qualify a person to apply for a mail-in ballot. The court said, "We agree with the state that a voter's lack of immunity to COVID-19 without any more is not a disability as defined by the election code." Texas law says a qualified voter is eligible to vote by mail if the voter has a physical condition or sickness that prevents the voter from going to their polling place on election day. President Donald Trump, who has been railing against mail-in voting, celebrated the court's ruling on Twitter by tweeting a story about the decision, writing, "A big win in Texas on the dangerous mail-in voting scam." For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.